So I'm sitting up here watching the KU Baylor game. And again, we're not supposed to critique our core officials publicly. Not supposed to. And I won't say if it was yeah and nay, a bad call, a good call, but we'll just touch on a little bit about anticipation. And you could do that in almost several sports. Anticipate the foul. You know, if you want to anticipate the play. Just a little two-bit. We'll not go into details on anticipation. Just wanted to backtrack, talk a little bit about being on time to your game. Hopefully I talked about attire. You know, make sure your uniform is nice. You don't want to go to the game, and I use a slang in the term, raggedy looking. You want to be professional. This is a professional business. So you want to conduct yourself professionally in your attire. You want to follow whatever retirement rule that has been placed by the association, the sanctioned organization. For us in Texas, normally it's UIL, could be TAPS or another one, and you want to follow that protocol. I guess in saying that, one of the things I've heard, and I understand why, you don't want to stand out. And you'll find it in a lot of sports. I find it in baseball. That, and again in football, basketball, but I learned in baseball that you want to have matching uniforms. And, I mean, you want them to match to a T. And it's something about, and somebody probably will explain that to me or I didn't pay attention, why, and I have ideas of professionalism, you want to look like, you know, sell your call, etc. But as far as when it comes to the fans, the uniform, don't match. I guess they think those two are not in sync, for one, by the attire they're wearing. And then, because they don't know what we're supposed to be wearing unless there's an official sitting in that stands. They have an idea, but they don't know it to the extension of what's required. They just have a general idea, most fans. And so, and you want to look good in uniform. And I won't touch too much on that because I don't want to offend anyone on what I think looking good is in your uniform. So I'll come back to it to a degree in the future. But you do want to look good, whatever your own perception of looking good in uniform. And you'll go to some camps, and in these camps, they will address how you're looking in that uniform. And normally that's some of them, depending on the camp, football, basketball, etc., could be one of the factors that they will exclude you from. And they will give you some homework to work on as far as physique on the court, on the field, in the uniform, etc. I think I touched on studying. You want to set aside so many minutes, hours, you can, to study your craft. You know, I remember my dad telling me, you need to know the rules. Well, Dad, I call different leagues, and they all the rules are different, regardless. You need to know the rules. You need to look good in your uniform. You know, your shoes look good. Especially in football, basketball, all of them. Especially those plate shoes. When you initially step on them plate, and you call them softball or baseball, you want them plate shoes to be shining. So yeah, you want to have everything. You don't want to forget nothing when you're going to your game. You want to double check, super check, and check some more. You know, I could tell of a story, synopsis, we were traveling to a game, meeting another official, switching vehicles. And we get to the game, and the white had forgot his uniform in the old or the other vehicle. So then we had to mix and match his uniform together so he can be the white head and get on the field. And it's a varsity game. You know, it was one of the most hilarious sights I would never forget. I think some announcer mentioned something about, oh yeah, he's the official that threw the flag. He's the one with the tight. And back then we were wearing white pants or short white pants. It was something funny, but yeah, make sure you got your uniform. Make sure you got everything with you. Make sure when you leave home, you check. Very important. You know, when it comes to uniforms, if you can double or even triple, you got two shirts, two pair of pants, two different shoes, et cetera, two whistles, everything. And you keep it with you. Because there may be times when you have to share or loan to your co-official because, yes, they forgot their uniform or their gear or some of their gear. So, yeah, you want to be prepared before you get to the game. You know, I've never touched on eating, but, and I don't know how those that are not on the professional ranks or on the college ranks to some degree prepare nutritionally. I do recommend water. And whatever your goal is, a gallon, half a gallon a day, etc. Yes, I do recommend that. As far as nutritionally, you'll find what's good for you the week before the game or the week of the game, and then what you can do when it comes to eating the day of the game. Some officials can't eat right before the game. You know, you'll go to tournaments, high school tournaments, where they're feeding you, providing you with food for the tournament play. Some officials cannot do that. So you'll learn. I don't want to call on an empty stomach. So I'm going to eat. Enjoy my eat. Because I've learned that I just cannot, well, I can't call on anything, but I feel much better if my stomach is full. And so I don't call too often on an empty stomach. So I touched on exercise and stretching and pregame and eating and uniform attire. And I will be general at this point. I'm just reaching out to the new and up-and-coming officials and current officials, and I never use the word older officials, that they already know this, but the new folks, we're shorthanded in sports. They're building schools. If you're in the high school level on down, they're building schools as fast as they can in certain locales, and they're so behind on officials. And you know, I always say about a sport event, it's not a game until the officials are there. And so we want officials. We need officials. So I'm reaching out to the new and up-and-coming officials. You know, nothing against not wanting to be official. Again, I did it back in the 80s in a mill. Knew it wasn't ready for me. So I didn't come back to the late 90s. To start officiating. When I knew it was my time, I was able to handle that situation a lot better than I did back in college, coming off the playing field, etc. But I enjoy it. Hope to do it for many more years. And that's my plan. Well, hope someone is taking a little bit of this knowledge that I'm sharing and, put it to great use. Out.